Welcome to Highland's reflection on some of the big sporting stories from 2023. There was joy, celebrations and tears as athletes and sporting men and women enjoyed their respective success and victories across a variety of sports. We start with athletics. At July's National Senior Track and Field Championships in Santry, there was one gold that headed back to the Northwest. Finn Valley's Summer Leckie retained her high jump title. A leap of 1.8 metres made sure of another gold for the Castledare girl. Three Donegal athletes competed at the World Championships in Budapest in Hungary. Brendan Boyce finished in 24th place in the 35-kilometre walk in 2 hours, 37 minutes and 26 seconds. Mark English finished in 7th with a season best 145.14 in the 800-metre semi-final. And on final day of action, Tyr Connell AC's Kelly McGrory and the Ireland 4x400-metre relay team finished 8th in the final in a time of 3:27.08. McGrory, who got the call to replace Rasadat Adeleke, joined Sophie Becker, Roisin Harrison and Charlene Maudsley. To qualify for the final, the team set a season best time on the Saturday night that weekend. Speaking with Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, Kelly said the Irish team were delighted to be 8th in the world and they outperformed themselves at the championships.
Today it's really only like setting in what we've done. Like when we woke up this morning, me and my teammate were like, we're 8th in the world. Like, you know, this is a really, really big thing. We're a small country. How the hell did we get here? Like, you know, there was pressure on us in the heat, I suppose, to go out and make sure we would perform. And like the odds were against us a little bit, and we really did outperform ourselves. And then when we got to the final, we were go out and actually soak this up and really enjoy it. And we really enjoyed running last night. And sometimes it's hard to do that because you know you always have pressure on you from yourself and some expectations and everything else. But yeah, we loved every minute of it last night, and like we keep saying, the support from the Irish was phenomenal.
Well, Finn Valley's Hannah Murray and Tyr Connell's Lucy McGlynn were medal winners for Ireland at the DNA Under 20 European Team Competition in Spain in February. Murray took silver in the 4x400-metre relay, while McGlynn secured a bronze in the 2x2x2 relay event. The Irish team was managed by Dermot McGranahan, and the Irish finished 5th in the inaugural running of the European Athletics Competition. In late March and into April, the World Masters Athletics Championships were held in Poland. First up was Finn Valley's Kay Byrne. She was a gold medal individual winner and a team medal winner in the W60 category in the 8-kilometre cross-country race in a time of 36 minutes and 45 seconds. Finn Valley's Sinead McConnell won 3 medals at the Games. She won silver in the 3,000-metre walk final in the W50 in what was a season-best time of 15:48.33. She then took another silver medal, completing the 10k walk in 56:08 to set a new Irish Masters record, and she would also lead Ireland to team bronze. Noreen Boner was a member of the half-marathon silver medal-winning Ireland team in the W65 category. Boner finished 4th overall in her category in a time of 1:47.44. Letterkenny AC's Catherine McDevitt was a bronze medal winner with the Irish 4x200-metre relay team at the World Indoors in Poland in a time of 1:50.65. And Finn Valley AC's Katrina Devine was a bronze medal winner in the 1500-metre indoor in a time of 5:06.98. While Milford man Brian Boyce was a member of the 4-member Irish over 45 mixed relay team that won bronze medals in Turin. Jumping forward to the European Masters in September, Finn Valley's Kay Byrne was a member of the Ireland team that claimed gold in the 8-kilometre cross-country at the championships in Italy. Byrne was 10th overall and 5th in the W60 category, crossing the line in 30.38. And Letterkenny AC's Catherine McDevitt was a member of the Irish W40 4x100-metre relay team who won a silver medals in Pescara. And in October, Letterkenny AC's Anne-Marie McGlynn won her first Irish marathon title with a finishing time of 2 hours, 34 minutes and 12 seconds. She was the first Irish and 5th woman home.
In 2019, I always went to win. Like, you know, every race I go there and that's what I want, like, but doesn't always work out that way. And on Sunday, yeah, like the goal was to always come home with that cup, and until you do it, you know, you can't really believe it. And even when I did do it, I was just like, oh, pinch me moment, because I came so close twice. And yeah, I suppose Sunday was third time lucky, thankfully.
That's Anne-Marie McGlynn. We're going to move now to soccer, where we look back at 2023 for Finn Harps and Derry City. With this, here's Jordan McDade.
At the start of December 2022, Dave Rogers was appointed manager of Finn Harps on a four-year deal.
Being a manager, there's no better feeling when you can implement a style, implement a culture on and off the field, and when you see players and staff going, you know, create that buzz. So for me, I'm showing my commitment. I'm delighted the board have showed their commitment, because, like I said, there'll be a few bumps in the road along the way, but we're all on the same page, we're on the same wavelength, and we want to give the community and the fans a club to be proud of.
Well, what is that style? What is that culture you want to implement? What's the philosophy of Dave Rogers?
Front foot football, on the front foot, attacking football. I don't want us to press the ball, I want us to chase the ball. I want us to get in the opposition's faces. You know, we want to play really quick attacking football, pleasing on the eye. But again, that's down to me and my staff to, you know, to coach the players how we want them to play. But just to be positive, full of energy, full of enthusiasm. And like I said, play forward, think forward, run forward. That's the way we want to bring, you know, the style to Finn Harps Football Club.
Long-term deal is all about developing structures within the club, but there's an expectation too that this club needs to be playing Premier Division football and bouncing straight back up. Is that the number one target for you? Because it will be from certain quarters of the supporters, Dave.
Listen, there's always an expectation at any level of football. Fans expect, and rightly so, I expect. But what we've got to do is we've got to do things the right way. You know, we've got to show the players that we care about them. We want the players to show the fans that we care about them as well. Because the fans are the lifeblood of Finn Harps Football Club. I'm not going to say, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But what we're going to do is we're going to go and try and attack every game and try and win every game. Yeah. We're going to be on the front foot. And like you said, the quicker we can get back up there, the better. But we know what direction we want to go in, and we make sure that the players and the staff are under no uncertain terms of our structure and our reasoning behind what we want to achieve.
By the end of September 2023, he resigned with Harps ninth and second bottom. The resignation came after a 5-1 loss to Cove Ramblers. It was the side's 15th defeat of a disappointing season. Rogers had picked up 8 points from 32 outings. Rogers' right-hand man, Darren Murphy, took over for the remaining 5 games of the season and was subsequently appointed as manager for the 2024 season.
The one thing about me is I'll be very open and transparent in all aspects of football and all aspects of the football club. I think if you have a relationship between a manager and supporters who know where the club is financially, who know where the club are and where the club is trying to go, I think that can only bode well. Yes, there'll be frustrations at times. I get that, because everybody in the modern era wants instant success. But you have to look at Galway. It took Galway 4 years, nearly 5, to be where they want to be. A lot of hard work, a lot of financial backing, and a lot of things has had to go on at Galway to get them where they need to be. So the Finn Harps project will certainly not be a short-term fix. And what I want to do in my two-year tenure, hopefully it's longer, is leave the football club with structures in place that give it the opportunity to grow and prosper like other teams in the League of Ireland.
Derry City claimed their first and only piece of silverware of the season in February. First half goals from Will Patching and Michael Duffy saw the FAI Cup holders beat league champion Shamrock Rovers 2-0 to win the President's Cup. That would prove to be the only trophy they would lift. In the Europa Conference League qualifiers, Derry had a fantastic run. First up, they beat HP Tórshavn. Then against Coops, Michael Duffy's goal on the 69th minute was enough for Derry City to advance on aggregate. The match ended Coops 3, Derry City 3, but over the two legs, it finished 4-5 to the Candy Stripes. In the next round, it was a case of so near and yet so far for Derry City as they exited the Europa Conference League against Tobol of Kazakhstan in a penalty shootout at Talas Stadium. The game ended 1-1 after normal time, and the visitors won 6-5 on penalties after extra time failed to separate the sides. Afterwards, City boss Rory Higgins said it was devastating for all involved.
Completely devastated for the players and what they've put into this campaign has been nothing short of remarkable. They're commitment to this football club. Totally devastated for him, and I felt they deserved a wee bit more. Well, we've obviously been hitting penalties because we had a feeling it might go the distance, and we've been practicing. And I think over the whatever amount of minutes it was a fairly even contest, but I did feel that we aced it tonight. I felt we had the better opportunities. I thought some of our play, particularly in the first half, was outstanding. And I felt with a wee bit more care we could have got the game out of sight, but I'm not picking him. I'm immensely proud of the players, and you've seen the numbers we travelled here on tonight as well, and I'm just devastated for everyone connected to the club that we haven't been able to go a step further. We have a couple of days now to prepare for some Pats, and we spoke about it in there. It's our trophy at the minute. And we have to be tough over the next few days. We have to show real resolve and get ready for a huge game on Sunday, because that's what it is. And I would urge, I think our supporters will know that the players will need them on Sunday. And I think when the players and the supporters work together, it's a really strong force, and we're going to need that on Sunday.
Just days after their exit in Europe, they would also lose in the FAI Cup. Derry, who were the holders, were knocked out of the competition by St Patrick's Athletic in penalties. With the focus fully on the league in the season running, Derry would win 5 of their 10 games during that period. At the end of the campaign, Derry finished runners-up again, 7 points behind Shamrock Rovers. The final game of the season was a 3-0 win over Pats. City defender Mark Connolly.
Nice to finish with a win, a 3-0 win, another clean sheet for the boys. Cemented second. Wanted to win the league, but unfortunately that was out of our grasp. So making sure we finished second, I think the performance tonight showed that we wanted to finish on a high, and we wanted to make sure the fans were home happy.
How do you look back on the season?
For me personally, very, very frustrating. One that wasn't one that I enjoyed, but a few positives with the European, first time playing in Europe and stuff like that there. So frustrating for myself, but as a team and as a group, I think we've shown at times how good we can be. I think there's a few areas we know we need to be better. And I've said before, we will get there. I know obviously in football times, not always on people's side, but I think we will get there. I think we've got a really good group of players. We've got really good staff, and we're only going to get stronger. We've got young players there, and the more they play, the more we get them all involved, they're going to be more experienced. And I think next year, I really truly believe that next year will be our year.
Time for a break. Back with more highlights from the year of sport 2023 after these.